Meditation begins in me. Meditation begins in me. We're always looking outwardly for results in our life. We're always looking outwardly for things to happen. And the greatest things that happen to us are what happen in us. The greatest things that happen in our life are what happen inside of us. When I turn in quietness to my own inner self and listen to my inner self, then I find that the greatest things in the world are happening to me. I find that the greatest things in the world are taking place in my life. It's just that simple, because the outer can never take place unless the inner has first taken place. The outer can never reveal to us anything at all unless first we have it revealed within ourselves. Meditation is the opportunity to reveal to ourselves who we are. Meditation is the opportunity to reveal to ourselves what's going on in our world. What are our values? What is our choice of whatever it is we want to do? If we want to meditate on a happy time, then happiness is what we meditate on. Happiness is what we dream. Happiness is what we love. Happiness is what we know. And when we want to know these things and dream these things and enjoy these things, then those are the things that we will experience. But when we dwell upon other things, negative things, and pessimistic things, then those are the things that fill our life. Those are the things that take every single moment of our life and come forth to us in our life and say to us, this is important. This is important. And really, what is important? The only thing that's important is what I meditate upon. So I meditate upon happiness, and happiness is in my life. I meditate upon good health, and good health is in my life. I meditate upon right relationships, and right relationships are in my life. All of these things that I want to experience, that I know to experience, that I am to experience, I first experience them in my own inner meditation. I first experience all these things in my own inner self, and that self of me that says everything is in divine order, that self of me that says peace, that self of me that says, I like me, I like me, I like me, that self of me that says, I think this is a wonderful world, and everywhere I look, I see wonderful people. And everywhere I look, I see wonderful experiences going on. And these are experiences that I have brought forth in my thinking, in my way of life. These are experiences that I have named and claimed for myself. These are experiences that I know are mine now. I look at a bird, and I see it fly, and I say, how wonderful to be able to fly. What a grand gift to have to be able to fly. And yet, I can fly just like that bird because I can visualize myself anywhere I choose to be. But a bird physically is here and a bird physically is there. That's true. And I physically am here and physically am there. And you see a bird land on the tree. You see him land in the grass. You see him land at the feeder. And you say, oh, that bird is everywhere. That bird is flying and having a grand time. Well, visualize yourself. Visualize yourself going into town. Visualize yourself going to visit friends. Visualize yourself traveling around the world. Visualize yourself as you look at the National Geographic and see all of the grand and glorious places that there are to visit. Now, the National Geographic has become a little cynical recently, and has taken on the negativity of the world and the problems of the world and so forth. It thinks it's doing a grand job of saying all of the wonderful things that are happening and the bad things that are happening and the control that we have over all the attention that we ever give to control, all the attention that we ever give to trying to understand why things are not going right, empowers those things to continue going wrong. When we put our attention on things and we say all is in divine order, when we put our attention on things and we say all is moving along according to its divine pattern, we may not see exactly what that pattern is, and we don't need to, but we put the pattern in motion in our thought. We put the pattern in motion in our thinking, in our attitudes, in our way of being. We empower the thoughts we want to experience, that we want to empower, that we want to be in our world. Now, to do that, you're not being Pollyanna, you're not being silly or foolish, you're not ignoring the truth. What you're doing is you are concentrating on the truth. If a doctor goes to a patient and the patient has a problem, the patient tells the doctor, I have a problem, the doctor doesn't say, well, now let's study that problem and let's understand it. The doctor says, this is the solution. This is the way we can handle it, and the problem need no longer exist for you. And one of the first things he says, and we laugh at him when he says it, he says, take two aspirins and go to bed and call me in the morning. Well, the two aspirins are supposed to make us feel relaxed. Going to bed is supposed to make us feel relaxed. And we let go, and then we forget about the problem. We forget about the worrisome condition that which is concerning us, and we think about all of the goodness, all of the right action, all of the peace, and all of the love that is always there. And as we think of those things that are always there, the peace, the love, the right action that's always there, we empower those things to be always there for us. Now, do you want that to be always there for you? Do you want that to be who and what you are? Do you want to be that ideal self of yourself? Do you want to live in wholeness? Or do you want to study the sickness? Do you want to live in abundance? Or do you want to complain about your poverty? Speak about every good thing in your life. Empower every good thing in your life. You have $10? Oh, wow, I get $10, yes. Well, everyone else say, how foolish, you can't do anything with $10. Oh, yes, you can. It's a start. Rockefellers, in their early ages, with their children, they gave them pennies. And they told them, invest those pennies. Invest those pennies. And they did, and they continued to be wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people. Invest your good, and let it become more abundant for you. Let it become more wonderful for you. Let it be a growing experience for you, something that's fantastic in your life. Let it be something that makes your world not only a little bit better, but a lot better. And realize that every little penny that you invest becomes a great and wonderful gift as time goes on. Every little blessing that you say, I am whole and perfect. I like me. I like me. I like me. Those are little penny blessings, and they bring great abundance into your life of wholeness, of happiness, of right action, of peace, of truth, of goodness. Plant these seeds in your world today. Plant these seeds in your life today. Be a Rockefeller in today's model, and let every thought you have be a penny of abundance that you're planting in your consciousness and into your stock market, into your abundance area, and watch it grow and grow and grow and grow and grow until you, too, experience that perfect wealth that you can experience right now in your thought. Let it be. Let go and let the divine reveal to you through your meditations how wonderful life is. And then say, and so it is. Have a wonderful day. And know that every moment of this day, I look at you and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.